The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, I've got a feeling.
That was nice.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is Tuesday, March 8th, 2011. We are in the kitchen stadium, ladies and gentlemen, and the microphones sound like that, don't they? Is it a little confused? How does the audio sound, Rob?
I think it sounds fat.
Stadium-like.
We are here because it is a special day. Not only is it the anniversary of the birth of Robert Spiewak, but...
Thank you. Smattering of applause.
But it is also, as we mentioned yesterday, Pancake Tuesday.
Yay! Yeah.
And I am here with my colleague, Mr. Oscar Santana, in Kitchen Stadium this morning.
Hey now.
And Oscar explained yesterday that he did not know how to make pancakes.
Not familiar.
So before we get started, I thought the opening little segment today, we'd make some pancakes.
Why not? All right? Looks confusing.
Oscar, they're just like tortillas.
Now, what you see...
Only thicker.
What you see in front of you, Oscar, is you see that we have Bisquick.
Yes.
We have whole milk. We have fresh eggs. We have sugar. And we have blueberries.
How fresh
Why
are the eggs,
two
Mike?
Different types of syrup.
Two different kinds of syrup because, Rob, did you bring your syrup?
Yeah, I brought my garbage syrup to compare with your high-quality rich guy syrup.
Oh, my God. I had no idea your syrup was this crap.
I told you it's the worst
this
I can find.
This is the cheapest, most horrible syrup you can
put on
a
pancake. What
brand is it? Yeah, would you read the brand, Mike?
Rich Food Original Syrup.
Oh,
I mean, they grind up horse testicles to make this stuff.
Mm. Yes, but only the best horse testicles, thoroughbred testicles.
But I digress. Let's get right to it. Let me do this right now. And is that Shamrock? All right, get on the phone with him and ask him if I have to do... Oh, you hung up? Okay, good.
Hey, right, happy birthday, Jeff Shamrock.
It's Jeff Shamrock's birthday today,
too. All the best wishes. He's stolen everything from me, even my date of birth.
Oscar, are you ready to have this explained?
I'm ready, but can I just make one quick observation here?
Yes.
Anything in a glass bottle is always better than anything in a plastic bottle.
Well, you will find when you wrap your tonsils around that that you're absolutely right.
Mike, are you using brown eggs today?
I'm using... No, unfortunately, the eggs are not brown. I believe they're white eggs.
Well, then they'll have to do.
They are giant grade A large, Rob.
Oh, very good. We spared no expense.
1.5 dozen pack. That's the way the O'Mara's roll.
Nice.
Hold on a second. Right. Wait. That's... 18.
Roughly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Rob?
Yes?
Let me explain. I'm doing the cooking segment now.
Hold on. I understand.
All right. It'll be your birthday soon enough. How about you, Bob?
How you doing, Bob Spiewak?
Yeah, my dad's here. Pull the
he
mic
is.
Close.
Say
and
hello,
speak.
Bob Spiewak.
Howdy, Bob. We'll have more with you later, Bob.
Bob! Bob Spiewak!
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Let me pour. All right, Oscar, first of all, 2 cups of Bisquick.
Okay.
Let me do that right here.
Now, Oscar's people...
Powdery substance.
Oscar, don't your people normally use the metric system?
2 cups.
Mr. Spiewak wants to know if your people normally use the metric system. Anything you'd like to say to Rob?
F you.
There we go.
Bisquick is flour, sugar, salt, and oil, primarily.
So we have 2 cups of Bisquick.
Yes, dried milk.
And Buzz, that's a good observation. Of course, the Bisquick primarily is Bisquick because it contains the oil, and you don't have to add the oil separately. Would that be accurate?
Convenient.
Thanks, Buzz. I appreciate that.
Nice and convenient.
No problem at all. Very good. Okay, Oscar, we're going to add to this. We're going to add to the 2 cups of Bisquick. We're going to put 2 eggs in there.
2 eggs.
Mm.
Without the shell.
But here is the O'Mara secret. I like my pancakes fluffy, so I'm going to add a 3rd egg.
Queen.
Thank you very much. There's 1 egg.
This also ups the protein.
Can I crack one?
Second egg. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah,
Atkins friendly.
Go ahead. Crack that
one-hander,
egg.
Baby. One-hander.
All right. Oh, look at that. Yeah, very good. Nice job.
We'll pick the shells out later.
That's thumb egg.
These pancakes are crispy.
Now, what I also like to add, because it doesn't call for in the recipe, a little sugar. Just
and
a little sugar.
And you gave me grief yesterday for
little
sugar
in there. There we go. And it calls for 1 cup of milk, and I use that by, you know, it's actually the milk in a pancake recipe is really how thick you want your batter. So you don't really have to go by the recipe. I just pour it in there.
Okay.
I know you prefer a fluffy pancake, Mike. Do you want a looser batter or a tighter batter?
I like a looser batter, Rob, because that makes a better pancake.
Belinda was making a loose batter.
Now,
the other
as you
day.
Hear this, I'm with the whisk. I'm going to stir the pancake batter.
I love the sound of a whisk.
And I tell you, the nice thing about the third egg, just like the third eye, yes. It adds a nice yellow color.
Yes.
It does add a
nice
golden
yellow color.
Wow, I hear blue. RJ's getting excited.
Now, you'll notice the bowls that I'm using, Oscar.
Yes.
I have the KitchenAid bowls that are not just bowls, but they also have a spout on the end, so they double as a fabulous conduit for the batter into the pan, which
easy
saves you
for
a
pouring. I see.
I thought that right. was pronounced conduit.
That looks great.
Now I notice. I would say that this batter is just a little thinner than I want.
Okay.
So quite simply, you come over with the Bisquick, add just a scotch more to make the batter a little thicker.
Never overstir.
Don't overstir. Mm-hmm.
No, you want a little lumpy.
You whisk that in.
I see it getting thicker.
And there we are. It's
well,
a little thicker.
You.
This is like a bad porn.
Right, very good. It's a
How does that smell?
What exactly is going on in the kitchen?
Now, I'm moving the microphone over to the kitchen counter now.
What about the butter?
The butter comes later.
Sorry.
And if you can bring that over here. Now, this blueberry strategy that I'm using, Rob, today I will be putting the blueberries in on top of the batter in the pan.
I didn't realize we had developed to the point where we were having a blueberry strategy.
Yes, well, there normally sometimes one will put the blueberries into the batter, Rob.
Right.
I have decided to forego that for the look of the batter and the look of the pancake, which will be the nice white fluffy pancake with the smattering of Maine blueberries.
Tell us of these blueberries, Mike. You're very eager and excited about
them. Thank you, Rob. These are the Weiler's Maine blueberries.
Weiler's.
Fresh, frozen, wild blueberries from the great state of Maine. They're fantastic.
Are they wild?
They're wild.
I want to tell you.
Yeah, I want to tell you. These are some wild blueberries.
Now, when you were in Maine, you were a Maine boy. Is Weiler's...
Sorry, Rob. We don't have time. I'm pouring the batter right now. Let me pour this
We're making
here.
Hoe cakes.
There we go. The batter goes in. You'll notice
there's
that,
no
Oscar.
Way to talk.
Nice and round. And then by hand...
Oh, by hand.
A smattering... of blueberries. Try to, try to get them liberally in there and try to...
Always politics.
And then we put them, just a few more blueberries.
Now, do you drain them so
can
that...
Rob's pancake have a happy face in it?
Oh, my hand! My hand! I've got a blueberry disease! It's covered with blue!
It looks like you're bleeding.
You look like Violet Bick.
All right, now I'm going to turn the batter up a little
Not Violet Bick, Violet Beauregard.
All right, I'm going to wash my hand because it's covered with blue.
Please.
Now, Mike, do you drain
I will say that I'm pretty impressed. This is damn easy.
Yeah, sorry, Oscar doesn't have headphones.
I understand. Do you drain the blueberries so that it doesn't turn the pancakes purple?
No, you can do two things, Buzz. You can drain them, but that's really not going to make all that much difference if you add them to your batter.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do is just add them separately and just individually.
One at a time?
You just kind of sprinkle them in there.
Hey,
that's how I do it.
How hot was the pan?
Right. It was. Right. I had it on medium low because the pan was getting too hot because I warmed it up before we started this segment.
But would you say that preheating the pan is an imperative facet of your blueberry strategy?
Preheating the pan is always what I recommend so that you will have the... Oh, I've cut the dickens out of my finger.
So far, the highlight of my birthday is glancing over and watching my father listen to this, and he's thinking that he really didn't have to get up today.
we'll deal with Bob later.
Bob,
now, Bob, how about you, Bob?
Some schools of thought say you always throw the first pancake away. Is that going to be part of your blueberry strategy?
You know something, Buzz? Mm-hmm. I go with that quite often because I usually am the experimental pancake eater.
Right.
But this is one that I'm really... And that's because of the temperature, and that's probably why it's also taking so much time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really trying to avoid that.
Understood.
But I think I've made a terrible mistake.
What was your mistake?
Well, I listened to my wife. Who said...
Could have been worse. You could have listened to mine.
She said that the pan was too hot. And so I turned it down. Uh-huh. And now the pan isn't cooking the pancake.
It's just
Carla,
sitting there.
Is it beginning to?
Look at those grill marks.
Now,
they're pretty amazing.
What's great about this...
I forgot we're cooking on man grates.
What's great about this pancake is because of the added egg, you'll notice... the fluffy quality.
Mike, can I take a moment to play you a tape that I was able to locate?
Yes, go right ahead, because I'm checking your pancake tape.
You know what I'm going to have for breakfast?
What, lemon pie?
I'm going to order a big plate of blueberry pancakes with maple syrup.
Mm.
Thank you.
All right.
Worth it, wasn't it?
All right, now I'm doing the first. Now, I don't oil my pan.
She's come to the right place.
I do not oil my pan. I like, because I think it takes away from the actual look of the cake.
Some people enjoy the taste that bacon grease brings to the party.
Oh, dear, I've scraped a chunk off.
Of the pan?
Of Oscar?
No, of the pan. It's like it's in the middle. I put too many blueberries in the middle, causing the batter to be too cold.
Weighed it
down. Oh, yeah. Maybe the pan wasn't hot enough, Carla.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to...
You need
uh-oh.
To you need Jimmy, to allow for that.
Oh, my God. I've totally blown it. Oh. You should not have had me turn down the pan. It's your fault.
Maybe if you put some butter on it, it'll loosen it up.
I don't know. I'm going to have to get some butter. Can I have butter stat? We need
That's
butter
what she
stat.
Said.
Hey. It's a family show. My parent is here.
The pancakes should not be taking this long to cook. I've blown it.
No, Mike, I think it's fine. This is Look the best Ron. Birthday ever.
And, you know, and Ron, we've achieved joy with yeah. Ronick.
Oh, yeah. Because you failed.
Omera screwing up is greatest joy.
How dare you?
His greatest
He does
joy.
Love it the best.
No.
God damn it.
It's collateral damage.
Oh, God. Oh, this is
oh, it's good enough for Rob.
Carnage all over Kitchen Stadium, yes. ladies and gentlemen.
Right. But I saved it
at the last minute. Yes. I saved it. And you know what? It's a damn fine looking cake, isn't it?
Reminds me of Edward James Olmos' face.
Incidentally, may I just say, I want to thank my lovely wife for going out and getting all the ingredients this
very
morning.
Nice. She had everything
she
set
works
up.
Full time, and she's come and taken. She's come.
Is this the same wife that you were just yelling at?
Well, yeah, yes, I love my wife, and she's taken time out of her schedule today
thank you.
With her full time job to come by and do this today. Carla, I'm going to get a plate. Almost done. Hey, Rob.
Yes. Mike.
You are moments away from one of the most delicious pancakes you've ever wrapped your tonsils
in. I'm
around.
So, you know, I haven't eaten today.
Your birthday pancake is on its way.
I'd right. like to think this could be a new tradition for my birthday.
You're allowed
Can I make
one.
The rest while the show opens?
What's that?
Can I make the rest while the show opens?
Or maybe Oscar can make the pancakes when he tunes out during the audio vault.
Hey, Rob said you can make the pancakes when you tune out during the audio
wash
vault.
Wash dishes during the news.
Right, what do you think, guys? You think it's time to flip?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
That's what I'll be doing.
Now, Rob, I'm going to put a little butter on your pancake.
Make it a lot of butter, Mike.
There you go.
I mean, if we're going to do it, let's do it right.
And are you giving him the maple syrup?
I'm going to give him my maple syrup.
All right, I really didn't want to consume my garbage syrup. I just wanted to show really what I bought for my family.
Now, I'm surprised you went with the off-brand because I pegged you for a Mrs. Butterworth
right,
guy.
Talk amongst yourselves.
What am I, Rockefeller?
You know, or log cabin,
I'm
maybe.
With the, sure. I'm coming in with the syrup, but, and I'm coming in with the with the pancakes.
But rich foods, really?
Yeah, whatever's cheapest tastes best to me. You know, another great brand I've bought in the past is Piedmont. And, of course, the great taste of syrup, it comes in plastic bottles.
Absolutely.
You probably remember when log cabin syrup actually came in a log cabin-shaped bottle.
No, I think at one point it actually came in a log cabin-shaped tin, but I don't remember either of those.
Hi, Mike.
Here we come.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Okay. But I was often aroused by the Mrs. Butterworth's bottle.
Now,
sure.
There's your bottle of syrup.
That's
you.
A good bottle of maple
there's
syrup.
Your blueberry pancake.
Oh, it's a thing of beauty. Little you know what? You really
came out
saw
very nicely.
You gave it a soft sell. This is a beautiful thing.
Came out nicely.
Now, it has not yet been syruped, so allow me to apply.
Oh, this is going to be
See if
good.
We can get to right, We're going to have pictures ahead, of all of this. Whoa. Whether or not we post them remains Whoa. To be seen.
And Mike, I will give you points for presentation by serving a round pancake on a square plate.
Thank you very
I
much.
Think it's very
that
nice.
Was the added bonus right there.
Bob Spiewak watching
I'm
in amazement.
To cheat and go straight to the middle for more blueberry goodness.
Okay, now that also might be the potentially undercooked portion of the pancake, but let's see.
Never.
Let's see.
He
what
likes
happens.
The medium rare.
Here we go.
We're getting a picture of Rob tasting his birthday pancake.
That's great pancake!
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I had been living in New York and working there as an actor and director and choreographer for 25 years or so, and I really felt I needed a change. I imagined in my fantasy, I suppose, that when I came here, I would have a completely different life. Perhaps a construction worker or one of those guys that works on those high wire things that with a hard hat, you know, that sweeping sort of hat and with the chaps. But that didn't really work out. I began to realize, I guess, that the theater was still in my blood, and what I had to do was make use of that. So I offered my services to the high school here, and they accepted, and I began to teach drama. And within about 6 months, I had formed the Blaine Community Players. My first show was Barefoot in the Park, which was an absolute smash. But my production on the stage of Backdraft was what really got them excited. I wanted the audience to feel the heat from the fire, the fear, because people don't like fire poked in their noses. You know, when you get a cinder from barbecue right on the end of your nose and you kind of make that little face, that's not a good thing.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed across America and in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, March 8, 2011, and we are over 5.5 million downloads and still growing every single day. Our show today is brought to you by Complete Tax.
That's new! That?
Complete Tax this year. Let Complete Tax do your taxes free or choose one of their very affordable tax preparation packages for individuals, business owners, and the self-employed.
It's amazing.
Complete Tax. Have you used it?
No.
Complete Tax
but
offers...
But isn't it amazing that they offer those things?
Does this count as employment?
Complete Tax offers a maximum refund guarantee. Wow, that's pretty good. Uh-huh. And guaranteed accurate calculations. They can also help you, just like Ronick, they can also help you get the most for your charity donations, save time and money. Let Complete Tax get it right for you. Click their ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Complete Tax. Tis the season, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Yes, and welcome aboard Complete Tax.
As far as taxes are concerned, this is what I like to call go time.
And I always like to go to a tax service that doesn't have someone dressed up on the corner.
Yes, that's what helpful, isn't
it? I really, really have an undying urge to flip off the Statue of Liberty on
Route
15.
I know. They're doing the best they can.
But really, is that what's going to make you want to go to that place?
But you shouldn't be mad at the person doing that.
Well, I don't know.
That guy's getting like,
that's
or that
his hustle.
Girl's getting like $8 an hour to flip a sign.
I know. It's sad. And in my town, he's right next to the guy that's hawking the oil change with the turnaround sign.
You just missed a wonderful dynamic during that commercial, Mike.
Yes.
Carly came in and offered my father, who is with us today.
Carly?
Carla.
Carla.
Carly
okay.
came
I
in and offered
Carly.
My father yeah. a pancake.
Yes.
And he declined.
Right.
And then she turned and Oscar made the most feeble gesture as if to say, I'd like to have that pancake.
Let me buy show of hands.
I could eat that pancake.
Buzz, are you up for a cake?
I would love a pancake.
Oscar, you up for a pancake?
Please.
Rob, another one?
I will. Yeah, okay. But mine was stolen.
I will not be enjoying because I'm on the whole Weight Watchers
very
thing.
Carby.
So,
yes.
They're very carby.
The blueberries are okay.
I like making them actually. When I'm up in my house up in Maine with my family up there, I kind of like cooking them almost as much as I like eating
you
them.
You use the fresh Maine blueberries when you do that, right?
I am worried, though, because of the hockey game that was on here in Washington last night.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, as I explained to my wife when I looked at her and when I was in a moment of peak, and I said to her,
really?
I enjoyed last night less than half.
Uh-huh.
Of the average amount of sleep a human being is supposed to get.
Oh, no.
I am dragging my ass. If I ate a pancake, I would not make it through the hour.
Put you right to
actually,
sleep.
Mike, a pancake might be the only thing that could save you.
You know what? It might give me that rush, but I mean, immediately after.
Like Elvis.
Bang, immediately
boom.
After, that would be the
energy
terrible.
Would surge throughout your body.
Where is he? My God, he's dead. And shocker of shockers, look who's not here. Look who has mysteriously vanished and happens to be in the other
well,
part of the house.
He's probably helping with cleanup.
Yes, because Carla's a... Hold on just a second. Adjust the microphones, please. Okay.
All right. Very good.
Ronick!
He seems to be in the other room with your wife.
Yes.
For Mark's benefit and his support, he was not in the kitchen. He was here in the dining room. Mark, I'm covering
ass.
For
he's,
you.
He's buckling
ass.
His belt.
I'm going to kill you.
A visual gag.
There's nothing I like about that joke. The boys like that. I hate that
I don't
joke.
Think it was that great.
I didn't think that was that great either.
I'm not even sure he's on camera. And, you know, right. visual gags don't play so good on the radio.
No, actually, Mark's in the office because we have a guest of honor on the show today.
Yes, we do.
We are very, very pleased to welcome Mr. Rob Spiewak, Rob's father.
You should call him Bob.
Hey, Dad.
Bob, it's so nice to have you here.
It's great to be here, Mike.
You know, I think of all the years that I've known you, and when Rob started his association with myself and with Don years ago, I think it was really a short time thereafter we bumped into you like at a bowling alley or something. I mean, I seem to remember meeting you years and years ago.
He's come out to appearances and stuff. He supported us in that way.
He was
on the Don and Mike show once.
Mm-hmm. Really?
When you did an anniversary show at the Lisner.
Okay.
And he came on stage with my mom.
All right.
And that didn't, you know, we were trying to
so
foster some sort of grand reconciliation.
Didn't work too well?
No, they're still apart. But happy.
Now that I speak from experience in that department, they never will. So anyway, just want to be clear.
The fact that they're both remarried.
Yes. Am I and my ex-wife, yes.
Oh, Studebakers too, yeah.
The thing that I remember, and now, back when we saw you the first time, my memory, the beard was a lot darker.
correct?
You betcha.
And you don't do what I do, which is, you know, throw a little of the old JFM on it.
Just for men?
Yes. And incidentally, anybody noticed this week that Daddy went a little litty on my beard?
No, I think you look good. I think you look good, Blackstone. Good.
I looked. It's
not that dark.
Did anybody see Litty on 60 Minutes?
No,
I didn't see it.
Oh, my God.
They were talking about, was it 60 Minutes or was it? No.
It was some other show.
CBS Sunday Morning.
That's what it was.
You love that network.
They were doing a segment on gold.
Mm-hmm.
And they had
Litty
on.
He does ads for that.
They had Litty on. Yeah. And let me tell you something.
That's crazy. Crazy as a loon.
If you think I've overdone my Just for Men on this beard, Litty, I don't think it's Just for Men. I think it is seriously
a Sharpie?
Shoe polish or a Sharpie.
Yeah, it's paint. It's black
it really
paint.
Does look like the sidewalks when the theme park just opens.
And how old would Gordon Liddy be now?
80? He's close. Got to be closing in on 80.
Well, I could never tell.
I would have to check. Well, you know, he's always able to make a
still
great...
kill you with a pencil.
He still can.
I watched the ants, Mike. I watched the ants.
So the thing that that amazed us, the very first time I met Bob Spiewak, father of Rob, the first time, and we both, Don and I both said this, we looked at you and we said, my God, you're younger looking than your son.
Yeah.
That's true.
It. You know? True. And he's also hipper.
Yeah.
He's cooler.
Taller.
Uh-huh. Taller. Better
thinner.
Looking.
Thinner.
Yes.
Always has been thinner.
I'm on the losing end of this deal.
But, you know, you guys are pals. I know the way Rob talks about you. You guys are in contact on a very regular basis. And, you know, I'm just curious about Rob Spiewak. I have so many questions, I don't even know where to begin.
Start at the beginning, Mike. A very good place to start.
How was the birth, Bob? How did that go? Did that go smoothly?
it was great. I mean, it took way too long.
For you. Was he a large baby? Did he come out? Was he perhaps a record-setting baby?
No, he wasn't. He was about 8.5 pounds.
That's about right, yeah.
That's
but
normal.
The delivery was probably 12 or 14 hours.
14
right?
hours.
Yeah.
14 hours. And when he came out, was he quoting... like Jackie Gleason or anything like that?
Boy, that's a good bottle.
The Marx Brothers.
Boy, that's good birth. you had a question, Oscar?
Yeah, I just, you know, I like to just cut right to the quick if you would like, Mike.
Okay.
Did Rob have anything to do with your split with your first wife?
Was it because of Rob?
I'm just curious.
Was he the reason, Bob? You can answer
absolutely
that.
Not.
Okay.
Although I was the reason they got together.
Touche, Rob.
You can't have a better first segment than that, ladies
works.
And gentlemen.
That works.
We will come back on Pancake Tuesday, yay. The birthday of Rob Spiewak. More with Bob Spiewak. And happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
Let's go Caps, all that other good stuff, and fun and games in Kitchen Stadium as we wait for our blueberry pancakes.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back after this. My goal. Welcome back to MichaelMarishow.com. Our show is brought to you by Netflix, not just movies. Most of the TV shows we discuss are available now on Netflix. Watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod touches, or even on your TV for just $8.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. I don't even know. I am so overwhelmed by having you here, Mr. Spiewak, that I don't know where to begin. But I'll keep it simple. And this might be tough for you. I'm trying not to put you on the spot because you're a very nice guy and you've been so supportive of everything we've done over the years. But the question that pops into mind is a simple one for a parent to ask, what is the most pissed off you have ever been at Rob Spiewak?
What
when
did
he was
do?
A
boy?
Oh,
what
yeah.
did he? What did he? Is there one moment? Because usually every parent has that one thing. That one thing, that moment of truth where you had the meltdown, you know, or maybe you didn't, but that you were just, you know, summarily pissed off at
Was
Rob.
There something?
You know, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, Mike, no, please don't tell me there wasn't anything.
There wasn't. I mean, Rob is like the perfect kid.
What about that?
Wow.
He's just never done anything wrong.
What about that?
He's never done anything wrong.
What about that DWI?
No, I tell you what.
I will tell you, Oscar, that it didn't piss me off. It made me feel very sorry for him.
Okay.
I mean,
he was, as a matter of fact, when the DUI happened.
Is this your Antichrist
is
here?
Is it because he's good boy? Is it
it because he's too pretty to be in jail? Is that what it was?
No, you know what? Really, when the DUI happened, and we talked about this in a previous bonus show in great detail. I don't care to revisit it.
Yes.
Oscar.
You owe him. Sorry. That is, incidentally.
Truly a great birthday.
Can I say, I'm going to say this to Oscar. I'm going to say this to Oscar.
Yeah.
You have, Oscar.
I will rot in hell.
You
I
have
know.
No. You have a payback coming from him. Yeah. That I
and you won't see it coming.
I'm not going to assist it, but I tell you, see, when it comes, it I'll will be. It. All it will be earned. It will be.
It's a great way to start the second 40
that
years.
That's balls, but you may lose them.
Let me hear.
I want to just
he's
say
the newcomer, Mr. Spielberg.
When the DUI happened. He was my greatest supporter. He was the one that helped me out the most. So yeah, it was. I was
so you guys
more ashamed than I was.
What is the? All right, I'll ask you that. What's the thing you're most proud of? As far as you know, is it being Rob being a dad, or is it
again? He's going to give the same answer. Really, there is nothing.
There is nothing that comes to mind.
No, of course I'm happy and proud with the radio and but his parenting skills and what he's gone through with the kids, especially with Robert.
That's for sure.
Very admirable.
True. Now, absolutely. The next question, since we weren't able to get anything good out of that, and you know what? I think my mom and dad would probably do the exact same thing.
Uh-huh. Well, they're very nice,
and it would drive me nuts.
Well, he's not a radio guy. I come in and I'll do 2 hours, and now Julia pisses me off.
The radio, we're the negative people. Exactly. That's the way we do it. What was that?
Sports. You were going to ask about
thank
sports.
Thank you, Buzz. That's perfect.
This he probably when did can
you,
comment on.
When did you become aware? And I will put this as delicately as I can. When did you become aware as a father that that Rob, how shall I say this gently, did not necessarily want to pursue any real athletics in any way, shape, or form?
Or anything outdoors.
At all, anything outdoors, that he was content to sit 5 inches from the television and stay in of doors when all the other boys and girls were out of doors.
Very early.
Very early.
I remember being upset that Rob wouldn't play catch with me.
Really?
See, I don't even remember that.
I would say, Rob, I got this football. Let's go toss it around. Uh-huh. Well, I don't want to, Dad. He just had no interest.
That so he at a very young age, he let you know that.
And I'm from an athletic family. My father was a coach. He was a great athlete.
I didn't know that.
And
he's in. Remember, we went to Carteret when his dad was inducted into the Carteret
Athletics
Hall of Fame
because he was a coach, right?
Big deal
up
there.
He was a coach, an athlete.
And you played sports in school?
Yep.
What sports did you play? Because you're tall. Did you play basketball?
I played basketball, football. Right.
Football and basketball. And so, but you're, you know, an easygoing guy. And I guess you, because you can't really, I know this is apparent, you can suggest.
Right.
But it's really hard.
Encourage.
Inevitably, it's going to get screwed up if you push. And did you ever just kind of go, come on, get outside and do it? Or did you just let him be him?
No, I just backed off.
I do remember one time he wanted to teach me how to hit a baseball. And here's what's funny. We didn't have a bat. Because there was no need for there to be a bat in my childhood. So he took me into the yard, and I used a dowel, like a painting dowel rod.
Right.
And it was a horrible.
Did he fail miserably?
It was a horrible. Yeah. No depth perception.
He's nodding his head.
No depth perception, no coordination, and no real eager want to do it.
But there was a bond here, and I'm doing the best I can to put it together. And I think the bond might have come with a love of pop culture that I think you two share. You two, I know that your father is very active on Facebook.
Yeah, that's a recent thing.
It's cutting edge, and just like pop culture with TV and with movies. Did you contribute to his love of that kind of? We always refer to Rob as an old soul. He quotes things that are much younger than him. He knows things that he shouldn't know.
Right.
And I'm 11 years older than Rob, and I know these things. And I get him because my father was an older dad. You're not an older dad, but you raised an old soul here. Why do you think that is?
Sometimes I'm surprised by what he knows.
Yeah.
But yes, he did grow up in a house that had music, old movies.
Right.
He was always exposed to it. So we have a lot of the same interests in terms of that.
And something that I'll say, because he won't, he's the funniest guy I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to cut up and be funny on the radio, but I get a lot of my sense of humor from my dad.
Wow. Right.
And so when we get going,
that's why he's kind of tracked with the shows all these years.
And if we have a couple beers or whatever, I mean, it's not uncommon for us to be on the phone for 90 minutes. And
so he's as funny as you are?
Funnier.
When is that going to be happening on today's show? I'm getting wild.
I've got enough.
Where the hell are the pancakes?
Because they're not.
Where the f-
or the pancake?
Hey, it's my birthday.
I'm sorry.
Making them back there, apparently.
They're not making. What are they doing back there?
They're making bacon back there.
They're making other things.
That's right.
Like love.
Children.
I have another
little half-Jewish children.
I've got another question.
And speaking of that, I have a segue because he said that.
Okay.
We joke.
Yes?
We kid.
We do.
We do, and we have the best time.
We kid, Rob. Don started this a million years ago, and I joined in with Rob's, how shall I say... Attention to the different. Buzz Burbank, thank you.
Well said.
That is a tip in. That is a wonderful
Very
tip
well done,
in.
Buzz.
That's why we play Buzz sometimes on the second line, most times on the third line, but he steps up to the second line every now and then. Now Mark is bringing in the pancakes.
Don't know what that means.
It's a hockey reference. Don't sweat it. Rob's attention to the different. Is that a family thing where you all pay attention to the different, or did it just sort of happen to him, or did he play it up for the radio? And you can answer honestly at this, because I think I know the answer. Bob?
I'm not sure what you mean by attention to the different.
Oh, dear. Okay. Let me see. Let me loosen my collar just a little bit.
You guys like the blacks, the Asians, and Hispanics?
Oscar, once again, cutting to the chase.
Being a little more direct.
Oh, this is a good show. This is another good show, guys. This is really good. Yeah, like, the bigotry, Bob. Where did that go? Where did that come from?
Now I understand,
Mike. The bigotry, yeah.
The bigotry,
and,
Bob.
And let me just say
yes.
That both Rob and I are probably the most liberal guys around.
This is true.
But we do see the richness of the comedy value in listening to
this is good.
Like
don't
Jackie
lie.
Mason, Sarah yeah. Silverman.
Right.
The real geniuses.
The political incorrectness
yes.
and the humor that lies within that.
Mm-hmm. We love that. And and Rob and I have a rich and diverse background. We're Jewish, we're Polish, we're Catholic, we're a little bit of everything.
Right.
So we feel like we're entitled.
In fact, expect it, Dad.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's like everything, moderation and all things, including moderation. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to slam other comedians, but I got tickets and went to the Lisa Lampanelli show.
Right.
And the Lisa Lampanelli, I think in really tiny little doses, that black thing that she does all the time.
A joke or two.
But man, for like a 2 hour
show. It's her whole act.
Oh, God. Yeah. It was like, okay, bring it. But the thing that, and of course, you're an equal opportunity offender, as I am, as Rob is. And but occasionally there have been collectibles that
we like to refer to them as Americana, Mike.
Americana. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about the real evil ones. Yes, I am.
It's the German version of Pickers. That type of TV show.
That's right. It's Pickers Dusseldorf.
You're glad you came out of work today.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been happy just for the food. But the fact that he's filleting me on my birthday, that's just gravy.
The memorabilia, and I think I'm as guilty as anybody else, I've gotten robbed this stuff. But you, years ago, began, I think, giving Rob or sharing with Rob. He doesn't want a pancake, Ronick. Thank you
Toaster
very much.
Toaster covers, salt and pepper shakers.
These were Japanese.
Oh, the Maneki Nekos.
Maneki Nekos?
Yeah.
What the hell were they?
It's a beckoning cat. And just in one paragraph or less, in ancient Chinese times or ancient Japanese times, the emperor was walking down the street. And he saw a cat beckon to him. And they beckoned this way for Ustream. And the cat said, come here. And the emperor crossed the way. And because the cat made him cross the way, he was not crushed by a falling pagoda.
Thank goodness.
So that leads to the next question.
So the beckoning cat brings good luck.
So
always.
Why the entire Spiewak family, why this hatred of Asians, Bob?
God, really?
I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding. Surprised you didn't go straight for the Hindenburg.
No, the Hindenburg, I tell you, comedy value. For you, busting your balls, the Hindenburg works. But as far as real value, when you would come in, Like, it seemed like every third week you would come into the office
with something
and Rob's
new.
Rob's office had this Asian stuff. And then the last time I checked, you hadn't had anything like that in a while until you put that poster up of the anti-racism
and
poster.
And, Mike, racism is never okay.
It's never okay. Never. And that's the never poster. Okay. And it's with a guy pulling his eyes to the side and a lady in the back who's laughing.
For example, Mike, just for example, if you're playing the game Monopoly.
Yes.
And you land on Oriental Avenue, and you have some sort of, say, not my family or yours, but say the household has a tradition.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That if you land on Oriental Avenue, you have to pull your eyes back. That is never okay.
Right.
That is not okay.
That is not okay.
That is not acceptable.
Sending the wrong message.
You don't want to do that.
That's my policy.
All right. Well...
I would never perpetuate anything like that.
No,
as a tradition.
You would shut it down.
Right. So do you, correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like you and Boy Wonder Rob Spiewak have actually been in more communication the last few years, right, than I've ever seen before. You guys talk to each other almost on a daily basis, don't you?
We always have.
You always have?
I'd say closest since college.
One of these days I'll get one of these questions right. I don't think so.
No, I think you're doing great.
I'm doing the very best I can.
I think you're
getting the
answers.
That's the important thing.
Rob Spiewak.
We are as close now as we've ever been.
I'm going to lay it on you because no one knows your father better than you do. Go ahead. You continue this interview with Dad because I'd like to hear what he has to say about stuff.
For one thing, the one thing we need to get out, if we have 1 hour with my father today, the one message that must get out is hire this man.
Oh, okay. Hire this man.
Really? Because he won't stick around.
No,
right?
But for the weeks you got him, he's great. No, it's...
I've always noticed your father has quite an ability to land on his feet.
He does very well. He
does
is
very
the,
well.
The Billy Bush of the consulting world.
Like a Chinese
world.
Emperor.
Beautiful, guys. Yes, sir. That's okay. I'll be a consultant here. No problem at all, but I'll get a job and I'll be a consultant there tomorrow.
Boy, that's good consulting.
Boy, that's good consulting.
Whatever happened to that, just as from a radiophile perspective, whatever happened to that relationship?
What's
with
that?
Access Hollywood that you guys used to have.
Geez. I don't know. I think he got too plugged into that.
It wasn't so much that.
They were hawking that show. They were hyping that show when he first came on.
There were clock management issues.
Oh, really?
And we were not always ready to go. And I think it was 4:40 Eastern was the time.
Yeah, it clashed with their taping
schedule. Also, then we got,
Nancy O'Dell.
Yeah, Nancy O'Dell.
That bag of water.
She, very pretty, but not very good on the radio.
Right,
and
that was a problem.
We ended up getting her more than Billy Bush.
But we were always insanely jealous of Billy Bush because of, the fact is, you know, he went from D.C. disc jockey to he's on the red carpet.
He started as a presidential nephew. That's where it began.
Well, that's where it started. And, you know, he's a nice guy. Played hockey with him one time.
Very nice fellow.
Very, very nice guy. But, you know, Jesus, it's not fair.
It isn't fair.
It's not fair because he's young and he's pretty.
We resent
that. If I recall
bastard.
The one time, and this is when I was really just a listener at this point, that Billy Bush talked about a time where he was on the links with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Am I wrong or
yes,
right?
Yes, he did.
We had
right?
him. Remember, he was
playing
pushing,
golf with Jack.
And that's when he was pushing the launch of his nationally syndicated radio show that was handed to him with a ribbon.
I went to Riviera Country Club, guys, and I was just with Jack Nicholson. And then I went home, and lo and behold, I thought I might have a little stomach distress, but I didn't have diarrhea. I pooped out gold bricks. Gold bricks. Beautiful, guys. Beautiful gold bricks that I had, and I'm going to build a house with them.
We couldn't take it anymore.
Yes. Oh, boy. I bought my house for $2, sold it for $2.5 million.
How did
beautiful.
You find that? Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely incredible. I'll be on the red carpet.
You?
I'm Billy Bush.
And your best name to say, who's that guy that co-hosts with Kelly in the morning?
That's right, Kelly. Yes.
You know, on the live show?
Yes, live with Regis. Beautiful. So excited to be with you guys. Billy Bush here. I'm going to be on the red carpet talking to Paula Abdul. What's she doing here? Oh, she's not supposed to. Throw her out. I've got a pass, though, because I'm Billy Bush. Beautiful.
What about Sheen?
Charlie Sheen, yes. Charlie's had me over. I've got the exclusive interview by his pool. It's incredible, guys. It's going to catapult me to the top. Beautiful.
Don't you have the concerned voice that you use when you talk about Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen, are you are you worried that the drugs are really going to run you down? What happened to those? Those are too blue. Did they get the blue in them? Okay, that's fine.
They are delicious.
You know what,
by the
Carla?
Way.
It won't affect the flavor.
No, it makes them tasty.
It never does.
Absolutely,
they are great.
So, anyway, go ahead, Rob, because you're interviewing your father before you dive into that pancake.
Well,
go ahead.
I was moving it because God's mistake had come into the room, and I didn't want Beluga.
Beluga,
to eat
get
it.
Out! Beluga, get out! You ate chocolate this week. You are banned from this room.
I think you're yelling at RJ's backpack.
Oh, really? Incidentally, if you're watching on Ustream at home, I will do my impression now of RJ chasing Beluga out of the room. Let me show you how that
RJ
looks.
RJ chasing Beluga.
This is RJ chasing Beluga out of the room. There you go.
Wonderful. And horribly effective.
That's how that happened.
Horribly effective. When I do
that. What's that?
He moves.
When you put your arms up in the air? Okay.
Oh. That's right. And also the crows stop eating the corn.
I have a quick question.
Yeah, please.
Go right ahead.
Mr. Speedwacker, Bob, if you will.
Please.
Oh, I will.
Will Do you know? Because some parents really realize certain things about their children.
Did you hear something?
That was like a really hoarse sound.
It was horrible. I heard somebody. Was that somebody screaming?
I don't know what that was.
Does Mark have Carla?
Tied her up.
Go ahead.
When did you realize that, I guess, Rob had, obviously, he had the wit and the talent, but he really had something different from, I guess, his friends, and that he could actually make a living taking his wit and his talent to the Donna Mike show?
Or so he thought.
Yeah, I guess the question would be, when did you know he was funny? When he was
marketably funny.
Thank you, Mike.
Ever since he was a little kid.
Really?
And, you know, and he went to, he's always had great aptitudes and all of the communication types of skills. He went to special schools.
You want
special buses.
Now we've stumbled upon something.
What kind of special school?
He went to special school. How long was Rob in special school?
No, it wasn't really a special school, Mike.
But okay. When I went to the school, Mike, the corrective shoes came with a discount.
Right.
So it all worked together. Mm.
Did Rob eat a lot of egg salad growing up as a child? Did he enjoy that?
No,
he didn't enjoy egg salad.
I would like to say this. You asked what he is the most proud of me.
Right.
And I'd like to say, since he took the time to come out here, I'd say
much rather really have you tell the story of what he got the most pissed off at you about, which maybe you remember.
I do remember one time that I had some money, like maybe birthday money, and I wanted to buy, and this was a big
firecracker.
Deal.
A microphone.
He was pissed about the fireworks. I forgot about that.
I do remember now.
Yeah. you tell, because you'll...
Did he steal them?
No.
No, he went to the beach with his mother.
My mother.
Okay.
And Sharon.
Yes.
And came back with a whole bunch of fireworks.
The word he's looking for is... load.
Yeah.
it was the Carolinas where it was all systems go.
Right. And now, how old were you when this happened?
Probably like maybe 13.
12, 13.
Yeah. 12, 13.
Okay. Probably too young to have all these fireworks.
So he comes back, and did he buy them on his own?
Yeah, I used all my money.
Really?
All of it.
And he came back, and what happened after that?
I took him away. I said, that's verboten.
Yeah, and I lost the fireworks, and I lost the money, and I was pissed. I'm sorry.
Whatever happened?
What became of the fireworks?
No big payoff. I just got pissed off because they're dangerous.
Can we rewrite it and we'll just edit it in post?
Sure.
And so he came home with at 13 with the fire grant and he burned the house down.
No, Mike, actually, I didn't listen to my father and I've regretted it ever since.
He lost
his hands. As I pretend to have no fingers.
He lost his hands.
The other instance I was talking about, I had some birthday money and there used to be a store in Falls Church called W. Bell, which was like a department store.
I remember that store.
And they had a reconditioned portable television, like a five-inch black and white screen. And I thought, oh, if I had this thing, I'd be the king of the world.
Right.
And he said, don't buy it. And I said, but I really, really want it. Mm-hmm. He said, don't buy it. He said, it's reconditioned. It's a piece of garbage. Don't buy it. Mm-hmm. I went and bought it. And I took it home. And in 2 days, it broke.
It broke.
And I panicked. I had to go to him. I said, what can I do? Can I return it? And the words ring so clear to me. He says, I should tell you to keep it and use it as a stool. And he was livid. Because, again, you know, and you can, as a parent, you'll understand this. You know that when you're giving the good advice, but when they go over your head and you're right anyway,
right.
That's when you're the maddest.
That's when you later.
And I see that now.
The two of them later destroy that TV with fireworks.
That's right. And we lost all our fingers.
Are you fastidious? Are you organized? Very, very organized? Do you have things, everything where it's supposed to be like him?
Oh, yeah.
So he gets that from you. Are you a hoarder like he is? Nope. Do you hoard? You do not hoard things?
No, he gives me the stuff to hoard for him. He buys stuff on eBay, expedites shipping, looks at it for 4 days, and then gives it to me.
And
I file it away.
If you could give Rob, for the rest of his life, because we're going to wrap this up now, one piece of advice as he goes into his 40s.
Oh, this is good.
What would be the sage, father, paternal wisdom that you would give your son, Rob Spiewak, before we go to break here?
continue with what you're doing and have the best time you possibly can.
Have fun.
Very pretty valid. Simple nice. Stuff. I like valid. That. Well good done. Advice.
Well, that's Bob Spiewak. What I am most proud of my dad,
yes?
since he made the trouble to come out here, mm-hmm. it's not been a really easy time from day one parenting me because of mm-hmm. the conditions in which it happened.
Right.
And through divorce and through things that have happened, he has always been a great dad.
Well, I can tell
that's
you.
That's important. That's big.
And if I can continue in that tradition, I will be a very lucky man.
You don't know who you influence, and I never right. knew you. I don't still to this day don't know your father well, mm-hmm. but I know the relationship, and I watched the mm-hmm. relationship, and I really watched that and took some cues in my own life, be going through divorce with kids, on that kind of high road thing that
excellent.
I was always very aware of you talking about with your mother and father.
Never
and I
either.
Say that to my buddies when you go through mm-hmm. this. You want to do a War of the Roses thing. You might ultimately have that moment of victory.
Yeah, you might feel good for a minute.
But I think eventually, ultimately, you're going to be more happy if you kind of just get peace among the planets.
Higher ground.
And, right. and take the
it's
high
so
ground.
Great.
I really think it works.
As a kid, and even to this day, when both my parents will come over for Christmas, or a holiday,
mm-hmm.
and it's cool,
right.
and there's no awkwardness, and if that's the way, that's mm-hmm. awesome. That's pretty cool.
And you know what? I'm striving for that. All right. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the audio vault. It's not gonna happen.
Sometimes I feel I've got to.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. I mean, really.
I know.
Anyway,
well, like one does what one can.
That's true.
With what God gives them.
Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault. Brought to you by Match.com, helping millions of singles for 15 years to flirt, date, and fall in love. If you're serious about finding love, Match.com puts you in control of your love life, and Match.com can help you find romance in your area, even your age, race, and religion.
Yes, right. Mike, exactly. And racism is never appropriate.
Never.
So never, appropriate. Mike. Oriental Avenue.
Straight or gay. My favorite line in this. Straight or gay. Mm-hmm. Click the ad on our website for a free trial. Go through MikeOMaraShow.com to get Match.com. We appreciate that. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Rob's birthday. Rob, you didn't even have to prepare one, but I suppose you did.
I always do. I prepared it when we weren't doing a show.
Very good.
I got to gauge the room. Where do we stand right now on Charlie Sheen? Because we skipped Sheen yesterday.
Right. We got to talk about him today.
And I tell you what, he is
fired.
Flipping frightening looking.
Well, he's fired.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think anybody that was going, winner,
yeah.
I think can say that now, you know, that's it's looking a little weak for
it's
old
not
Charlie.
As if we are yeah. uniquely qualified to discuss being fired by CBS.
Mm-hmm.
But he really looked, last night was the first time that I found him looking pitiable.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really a disaster. I'm sorry, Oscar.
Just a quick tip in here. I personally think that he's completely overexposed and I'm over it.
Right.
And it's not because I don't like good entertainment. But when he initially came out with whatever his TV show, Ustream radio show was
Sheen's
supposed
Corner.
To be, Sheen's Corner, it could have been so much better. It could have been
and
so much
sucked.
Grandiose and professional. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But just looking at him and his cronies sitting in a room, it's almost sad.
Well, let's forget about sad. Sheen for a second and talk about the show and the network for a second, because I'd be interested to know what you guys have as far as a take on this. Let's say you're Les Moonves.
Yep.
And you've got this show.
Oh, let's say that.
Because then you'd be the happiest man on
earth.
Hey,
I was wondering if you would help me put this medallion on.
And you've got this show on the air. It's been on the air for 8 years, so it's a little toasty, but it still is the television show that makes the most money per minute of any television show on the air.
Right.
Do you let it go after 8 years, or do you hire John Stamos
somebody? I heard a quote about television networks that mm-hmm. they have no shame.
Oh, they don't.
And
oh, no.
I think all networks have no shame.
Right.
So I think it's a lock mm-hmm. that you put this on the air next season in some incarnation.
Yes.
You can do it right. with or without a replacement
They've
for Charlie
talked about
Sheen.
Rob Lowe as well.
You can kill him off.
Well, there's precedent. I mean, Happy Days went 3 seasons without Richie.
Yeah.
The show was about Richie. They build up.
I think you kill him off. Mm-hmm. And you
in
bring
a funny
in,
way?
You probably.
Yeah. A drowning?
And you bring in another character. You don't pop somebody. You don't do. I don't care who the actor is.
You don't bring in a new Darren.
You don't bring in a new Darren because that would be a terrible thing to do to whoever the actor is.
Did they kill off Valerie Harper on Valerie's Family?
Yeah, I think they may
and
have.
And they brought
that.
In Sandy Duncan. So I say bring in Sandy Duncan.
You know,
well, you always say
I have for
if,
years.
If you're going to bring in another actor, I think it would get out of here. Beluga, out.
We're bringing in
out.
Beluga. There he goes.
Ronick, shut the door. Shut the door.
And button your shirt.
Yes.
Can I say that if they brought in a Stamos and or they brought in somebody else,
Roblo,
I think it'll work regardless. They'll still make their money
Santana.
Back.
Santana.
Right. You know who I think really would work?
Who?
Ralphie Mayne.
Oh, I agree. Oh, but then it would be like 5.5 men.
Bring in Ralphie
But
Mayne.
Does the studio have precedence to actually fire him? They say there's no moral clause in his contract.
Yeah, felony offenses.
Actually, they're saying that, and also they have outtake footage of him missing his marks, blowing lines. They say they have proof on film of him not being as the professional that
not
he said
doing
he was.
A good job. So it's cause.
It is cause.
It's cause. So the way they do.
But all experts I heard, two on the Today Show, one on CBS, and one in the paper today, they think they'll settle. I mean, they don't think they're really going to sue.
Well, you've got him also slandering his boss. So, yeah. I mean, he's out there doing that. I mean, right. I think there are certain codes of behavior. In any contract, you are not immune from, and he's been arrested.
Yeah.
They've looked the other way so many times leading up to this. Where, believe it or not, I think their legal weakness might come
in. And his argument is falling apart the way he says, you know, the way he's talking, you know, he says, I'm surprised they weren't upset when I got arrested for beating my wife. And it's like, why do you want to bring that up now? I mean, I know that might strengthen your immediate argument.
But he's saying whatever pops into his head.
He's nuts.
There's no filter.
And that's coming from
his
lawyer, too. It does strengthen their legal argument that they let that slide in the past. And they're saying the only reason they're making an issue of it now is because he's insulted executive producer Chuck
Lorre. Not sure Joe Coyne should be doing this tack.
And because you guys say, a couple of you said you feel sorry for the guy, I think larger picture here as far as the television show is concerned, I still think, my original prediction it might hold true. And it scares me that you might see this guy eventually on a slab. Yeah. Because, I mean, he really looks that out of control. And you know he's going to go without any, really, I believe, with that kind of addiction, without any professional help, he will eventually resort back to that.
They showed clips of him from last season when they were doing the piece on the Today Show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He is now so skinny,
right.
So shaky, so shiny. He really does look like a man
dying. If he
dying.
Doesn't stop denying what's happening to him, he will be dead.
So we'll see what happens. And probably a pretty long legal battle that's going to ensue. Yeah.
Well, I want to play just a few moments from Sheen's Corner 3.
I hear this is bad.
Because Sheen's Corner 1, I mean, they all have sucked. But this third episode
Did they finally get on mic at all?
You'll hear it doesn't sound right. Jesus. And it's just idiots. A one shot of him talking on a speakerphone, really looking like he's got his foot in the grave. Here he is discussing how his ideas are so great. And that's one of the things he goes to. If you go with what he says, everything's going to be okay.
Sheen's I like the show. I'm glad you had fun with it, right?
I had more than fun. I had me with it.
I like the way you go to Ustream and you see the picture of Charlie.
Yeah, no, it's radical. It's radical. And the people are doing exactly what they should be doing, which is watching me and listening to you, because we have all the answers. We have all the goal. We have all the solution, Bob. And keep in mind, like, anytime I roll something out, my plan is the best one in the room. And people are starting to wake up and realize that. Cool. That their plan is shit, my plan is gold. Walk into my plan, and you're going to win, win, win.
Wow. Okay, winner. Winner.com.
Winner.com. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I don't think so. Winner, winner, Sheen dinner.
Wow. Do you think, you don't know when a guy's in recovery, when he's in withdrawal or wherever it's coming from, I wonder where he's getting his ideas from. Do you think he's stealing this from perhaps other talk shows that he sees with these guys like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh?
He is
and
like
Keith
sort of
Oberman,
like a warped Glenn Beck.
Yeah,
it's like, but he makes Glenn Beck seem kind of balanced.
Yeah, let's
say. And the one more from him where he's just talking and a helicopter goes by. Okay. This is frightening to me, the way this train of thought happens.
Another helicopter. You notice how hell is in the word hell, a copter?
Yes.
I'm just saying. Just pointing something out. I'm just pointing something out.
Ooh. You can't sound any more druggy than that.
No,
does he not sound like?
You know, people have said that we've talked to experts on both the radio.
I like the guy you had.
Yeah, that guy said he definitely thinks he is. You know, not on drugs, but he's in a withdrawal situation right now.
Right,
but
right.
That sure sounds like a guy that's on drugs. You know, it's like helicopter hell. Let me do a whole riff on that.
He sounds like the guy at a party or a bar that is so crocked or hammered or fried,
right.
And you can't get away from him, and yet he keeps talking.
Right.
And there's nothing.
You know, you ever get that really loaded guy at the bar? Well, you and I are that guy, and so is Oscar,
right.
And really Buzz sometimes too.
Sure.
Where it's the distraction, where the slightest little thing
will
take your train of thought away.
Right.
Well, I want to move away from Sheen and give you something that's a little more lighthearted.
Pizza. Anyway,
Mike. Look at the clouds. Yeah. Oh, and you should know that in Salem, Massachusetts, warlocks held an intervention because they're pissed that Charlie Sheen is calling himself
a warlock.
You knew
that crap was going to happen.
Of course. I'll save you the audio. Have you heard of, on the British Broadcasting Company, the BBC, a broadcaster named Charlotte Green?
I have not.
No.
This tape just got to me. We've had it for a little while. Do you remember we played, it's the first sound of recorded voice. It's from the 1860s, and it sounds really eerie. Mm-hmm. She plays it. Someone whispers in her IFB, in her ear, that it sounds like a bee in a jar. And for some reason, it makes her laugh.
And she loses it?
Unfortunate following the story. Just stay with it. I love broadcaster tapes like this. From Great Britain, this is Charlotte Green.
American historians have discovered what they think is the earliest recording of the human voice, made on a device which scratched sound waves onto paper blackened by smoke. It was made in 1860, 17 years before Thomas Edison first demonstrated the gramophone, and featured an excerpt from a French song, Au clair de la lune.
So here's the actual tape. She comes back.
The award-winning screenwriter Abby Mann has died at the age of 80. He won an Academy Award in 1961 for Judgment at Nuremberg. Abby Mann also won several Emmys, including one in 1973 for a film which featured a police detective called the character on whom a long-running TV series was eventually based.
It's 10 minutes past eight.
That is your magic. Yeah,
that is good stuff. I like that. Oh, and especially with that dignity. Fantastic.
Judgment at Nuremberg!
We will take a break and come back with Buzz and News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. I want to remind everybody, the Mike O'Mara Show animated series is available for you, created by Strine Studios.
He's
just
good.
$22.99 for the entire season. I forgot we're selling a season of animation.
A whole season of cartoons.
Or you can get it for $1.99 an episode. See the trailer at MikeOmaraShow.com/merchandise or click the store link on our website. And now, without further ado, let's bring him in. It's not his birthday today.
Ew.
The man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. The news brought to you today by Vistaprint.com for business cards and every print job your business needs. Note cards, announcements, invitations, labels, notepads, stickies, even rubber stamps. Personalize your business with Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint.com. Please go through their link on our website.
Winning.
Gas prices are up because of unrest in the Middle East and North Africa, and they'll keep going up because the battle for control of Libya is far from over. Some officials say it's too soon to panic because Saudi Arabia has agreed to step up its oil production to cover what's not coming out of Libya right now. But other officials are terrified that these rapidly rising gas prices will cripple the U.S.'s economic recovery that was just starting to take hold. And one move they're considering is tapping the oil this country keeps aside for emergencies huge tanks along the Gulf Coast.
Ain't your OPEC doing something about it today? OPEC actually intervened yesterday, right? And they're lowering the, I think, $1 a barrel.
And hopefully that will help. A lot of people are saying don't tap the reserves. It isn't necessary. We're going to be able to work through this without it affecting the economy adversely.
I know nothing about it. I don't know how it's done, but I get the distinct impression there's a bunch of fat guys in a room completely randomly saying, hey, now's our chance.
Magic.
You're right. You're right. Because the simple reason is this. It's not about the oil. It's about the refineries. Mm-hmm. I think we still have the same amount of refineries in this country than we had in the 70s. We haven't built more refineries for this oil. On top of that, where the F is the oil from Iraq? Aren't we in Iraq?
We should
get a discount.
Steal it.
Some of that oil.
And also, I don't like the way that supply and demand works. That we are now actually doing better economically, which means more people are going to work, more people are taking vacations, more gas is being purchased, demand is up, and that drives the cost up. I think when we're doing better, the cost should come down, and science doesn't work that way.
I feel about this the same way I feel about a Hollywood movie when they talk about, this is so controversial, they might not let us release it. Mm-hmm. I smell a rat. I really just get the distinct impression, it's not Libya, it's not world events. I really feel that way. I think world events give them an excuse to F with us.
Oh, and they
that's
hold,
the way I've always
they
thought
hold
about
all the cards, absolutely. And we don't have any toehold
well,
to change
it. It's a kind of stock market, and so when the investors in oil see what appears to be a decrease in supply,
right.
then that increases the value of the oil in their mind. So, yeah, it's people manipulating and panicking in the marketplace.
How long have I told you, Mike, be like John Denver, buy gasoline and keep it under your porch?
I know. I'm
told
trying.
You this then, for years.
And I'm trying. Don't hurt me. Slam your plane into a cliff.
That's no, right. That was plan B.
And right, and we've known for what, 40 years now that we need to stop relying so much on oil, and we've done little or nothing about it. Rising fuel prices are also driving up airfares, which means fewer students will be flying this spring break, and those who do will be taking shorter trips. South Padre Island, Texas, is reporting a huge increase in spring break bookings this year, partly because of higher airfares and partly because of the drug cartel violence in Mexico. Your kids are staying in this country now.
It's amazing when you think, Rob and I have both been down there. Mm-hmm. I honeymooned down there, so
yeah.
Did you, right?
Yeah, kind of Cancun.
And Cancun, even, you would think, you know, absolutely not a chance.
But we got the best
even
blow.
Cancun.
You know, and it's not significant enough, I guess, to Mexico to get their act together. Was, the corruption is so widespread.
In the mid-90s, it was safer and the greatest blow.
That's right. You and your dad used to do lines
oh,
all the
yeah.
time.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's how we're able to pay for the house.
That's right. He looks great, incidentally.
Doesn't he, yeah. though?
You know, with the years of addiction.
I know.
just amazing.
He manages to keep the weight on. We both do.
It's phenomenal. It truly is.
You only knew.
Because really, underneath... If anybody knew, really, Bob, just how underneath it all, how addled you both are.
Yeah, we both survived the go-go 80s and go-go 90s.
And speaking of airlines, their new policy of charging for checked bags is costing taxpayers an extra $260 million a year. The more carry-ons we take, the more bags TSA has to screen at the airport. And that labor and the necessary equipment cost money. Homeland Security recommends that the airlines start forking over some of the money they're now making on checked baggage. Otherwise, the government will be forced to add another fee to airline tickets. Either way, the cost will be passed along to you.
The idea that I see that appeals to me, but I don't know anyone who's done it. Have you ever seen anyone FedEx their luggage ahead
yep.
to the hotel?
I have indeed.
And does it work?
Yeah, absolutely.
It seems like a great idea.
You do that. You can do that
if
easily.
You go ground.
You can UPS it. You can yes. FedEx it. And it's waiting for you when you get down there. And you whisk through the airport.
God, that sounds like the way to go.
I mean, it is, but you know, it's people just don't do that. And when you talk about, you know, the fees mm-hmm. as far as what you would pay at the airport, you know, in many cases it works out to be a little better.
Cheaper. It's also the hesitation cheaper. Of will it be there when I get to the hotel?
Exactly.
Right, exactly. The Republican congressman who chairs the House Homeland Security Committee is opening hearings today on Islamic terrorism in the United States and the efforts to recruit Muslim Americans on U.S. soil. To some, these hearings smack of a witch hunt, and it's got some folks riled.
That's a very mysterious witch hunt, Mike.
It is, from the east. To try to calm the waters, a presidential advisor this week said the Muslim American population here is not part of the problem, it's part of the solution. Not alienating people is the first step toward keeping them from turning against you.
Amen.
At the start of a flight from Guadalupe to St. Martin, a man complained of feeling ill, and he spent most of that 40-minute flight in the bathroom, or... So the flight attendants thought.
Oh.
What he was really doing in there was removing panels to get to the cargo hold below where a Brinks guard had stowed $1 million just before takeoff. Oh. At the end of the flight, the man emerged from the restroom saying he felt much better and wouldn't be needing the ambulance that had been summoned for him. The arrival of that ambulance allowed him to skip arrival security and get away with nearly a quarter of that $1 million.
Through the bathroom?
I'm sorry, that's
that
cool.
Kind of
that's
brilliant.
That's crime you go, oh my God, that's
kinda
pretty
brilliant.
Cool.
That and he was winning. Here on Monday's show to run the Ustream. Let's hear it from Mark Ronick.
Way to go, Mark. Good job, Mark.
Man, and
the
so
show
he,
will continue.
He did it without making the racket that you would think you would be able to make to get that to happen. Mark Ronick.
Removed the panels, crawled below. Like I said, took a quarter of that $1 million and got away with it.
It's with love, Mark. It's with love.
Mark's waving with one finger.
And why can't you split it?
When they catch him, it'll make a great movie.
It will. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And finally, from our home office in Florida, 29-year-old Johnny Brown of Ocala was arrested last week for stealing two bras from Walmart.
Good times anytime you need a payment.
Johnny Brown.
Johnny Brown.
Johnny picked up one in red and another in a zebra stripe and stuffed them into his pants. He did this from his motorized wheelchair since one of his feet had been amputated.
Mike, that's never funny.
Not funny at all.
Johnny says he got the bras for his girlfriend who was just getting out of jail that day.
just getting out of jail.
The bras, like the leopard one.
The bras would have only cost about $20, and Johnny admits he had $350 in his pocket at the time, but he says that's rent money, and times are hard. He says he stole the bras for his girlfriend because, quote, she's done so much for me, I felt I had to support her. So, yes, the headline in the local paper read, Man Steals Bras to Support Girlfriend. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Oh, and there's Rob's birthday cake. Oh, let me stop the music. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Let me stop
that. Guys.
It's Beluga, get out of here!
And I'd like to share that birthday wish, Mike, with the great Mickey Dolenz.
Yeah. Ah, very good. Yeah, sorry. I blow out the candles. Oh,
yeah! Increase lung capacity. Great Tell job. That to your doctor. How about that?
And Bob Spiewak, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you, Mike. A lot of fun.
We got to get out of here. Our show is brought to you by Complete Tax. This year, let Complete Tax do your taxes free or choose one of their very affordable tax preparation packages for individuals, business owners, and the self-employed. Complete Tax offers a maximum refund guarantee and guaranteed accurate calculations.
That's accurate calculating.
What else can they help? Because we're telling you everything they do. Mm-hmm. They can also help you get the most for your charity donations.
Yeah.
Save time and money. Let Complete Tax get it right for you. Click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. Complete Tax. That's it. We got to get out of here. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you, guys. You're great.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.